Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today we are discussing the impact of the current rains which are falling throughout the country on women's farming projects. But first, Thursday is a national day of mourning in the United States for the passing of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, with the government shut down and top officials gathering at the majestic Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral for the country's 39th president, who died last week at the age of 100. Let's take a glimpse of what is happening.
Servant James, O Sovereign Lord Christ, from all evil, and set him free from every bond, that he may rest with all your saints in the eternal habitations, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
And five of former President Carter's living presidential successors, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden, are attending the funeral, with Biden delivering a eulogy. Let's hear what he had to say.
Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, and through his life taught me, the strength of character is more than title or the power we hold. It's the strength to understand that everyone should be treated with dignity, respect, that everyone, and I mean everyone, deserves an even shot. Not a guarantee, but just a shot. You know, we have an obligation to give hate no safe harbor. And to stand up. But my dad used to say, is the greatest sin of all, the abuse of power. That's not about being perfect, because none of us are perfect. We're all fallible. But it's about asking ourselves, are we striving to do things, the right things? What values? What are the values that animate our spirit? Do we operate from fear or hope? Ego or generosity? Do we show grace? Do we keep the faith when it's most tested? For keeping the faith with the best of humankind and the best of America is a story, in my view, from my perspective, of Jimmy Carter's life.
That was President Joe Biden speaking late this morning in Washington. After the funeral, Carter will be flown back to his southern home state of Georgia, where he will be interred in a family plot next to Rosalynn Carter, his wife of 77 years, who died in late 2023. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump says he will undo a sweeping new ban on offshore oil and gas drilling after he takes office on January the 20th. President Joe Biden on January 6 announced the prohibition covering most of U.S. coastal waters. VOA's Veronica Palteras Iglesias has more.
The benefits of offshore drilling just aren't worth the risks to the environment, health, and economy, says President Joe Biden, especially as the nation moves toward a clean energy economy. So, on January 6, Biden announced a sweeping new ban on future offshore oil and gas drilling on some 253 million hectares of federal waters. That covers most U.S. coastal waters.
I will reverse it immediately. It'll be done immediately.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump quickly vowed to undo the ban and ramp up offshore drilling after he takes office on January 20th.
And we will drill, baby, drill. And we're going to be drilling in a lot of other locations, and the energy costs are going to come way down.
But legal experts say it may not be easy to reverse the ban because it would likely require an act of Congress. Meanwhile, environmentalists say the new prohibition will help fight climate change.
Science has made clear that any expansion of fossil fuels is incompatible with keeping warming of our world below 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is a threshold that was set in the Paris Agreement to keep wildfires, hurricanes, other climate disasters from escalating.
Trump has previously expressed skepticism about man-made climate change. And advocates for the offshore energy industry praise the president-elect's stance.
The demand is at 100 million barrels per day for the global economy. And if we're not going to produce that energy here in the U.S., it's going to get produced somewhere. And we believe we have high standards when it comes to environmental protection.
Professor of Marine Biology at Duke University, Andy Reid, acknowledges the world needs oil for now.
We can't instantaneously transition to non-carbon-based sources of energy. So it will take a long time. And even if the pendulum is swinging backwards a little bit now, I think the long-term perspective is going to be towards cleaner sources of energy.
And he adds, the transition to greener energy will happen with or without U.S. leadership. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic on the impact of the current rainfall on women's farming projects, we are joined by our guest, Watanai Manyore, an agricultural expert, and Setegele Chabango, Director of Women Development Association of Zimbabwe, which assists women in cattle, goats, and chicken projects. The beneficiaries later hand over the livestock to other new members for continuity. We'll begin with you, Ms. Manyore. Welcome to the show, and what impact does the current rainfall have on farming activities in the country compared to the previous dry spell resulting from the El Nino-induced drought? Over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much for holding this opportunity to appear on your highly esteemed platform. I'm going to take it back to the Zimbabwe because the issue surrounding agriculture in Zimbabwe isn't that Zimbabwe is an agri-based economy. Here, a question when we're talking about the impact of the recent wet spell that we're experiencing in the country, to a greater extent, it is something that farmers have been looking forward to, not just farmers, but a whole lot of Zimbabweans. Most of Zimbabweans, be it those who are not into commercial farming, to an extent they do participate in agriculture. So they were long-awaited rainfalls. And speaking of the impact, you know, we are after this season, we are straight on headed into establishing wheat, the winter wheat. So in case people might not have much use for the rain that is falling down at the moment, it is going into going as runoff into dams, filling up water sources for horticultural farmers. For example, we have horticultural farmers in Anamitoko where their irrigation schemes, they do tomato production year round. They are into green millet production, they are into butternut and different horticultural crops. So the water, this water that is raining as it stands, some people might have lost hope saying, I cannot go and replant maize because it's expensive. But this is a sign of hope. Someone can cultivate potatoes, someone can do tomatoes, someone can look forward to getting into wheat or other crops that are essential. But also speaking to livestock farmers, this is a time where pastures are being replenished. We have green grass growing up to feed our livestock, the water sources that are filling up for cattle to drink. Also even for people's use, like home use, water to do with domestic purposes, this is what people have been looking forward to. So the impact remains the same. It is very impactful. Some areas are receiving something like up to 30 millimeters per day, per given day, some 20, which is very good if people invest in water harvesting techniques and also ensuring that their dams are filling up ahead of the winter season that we are headed into.
Yes, thank you so much. And while you are still on that topic, Ms. Manyore, what about the maize farmers here? You are talking of the horticulture. What about the maize farmers? Is this an advantage for them to plant this season?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. It is going to be a very short season where by end of March, we are going to, I think the rainfalls would have been exhausted. We won't be receiving any more rainfall. But for maize farmers, they can invest into mbeu, for example, vanasitko, there is kiro, there is choko, into early maturing varieties, those that take up to between 65 days to 90 days. Because the target is for a person to ensure that as soon as the maize gets to tasseling, you are still receiving rainfall. Because when it gets to tasseling and then rain disappears, you are in for trouble. But say even if you invest in mid, between early to mid maturing varieties like Bimbizi, the Zebra, and so forth, you can also take advantage of your irrigation equipment that you might have. Some have sprinklers, overhead sprinklers. Some are in irrigation schemes whereby they use flood irrigation to water their crops. But what I would say particularly for maize farmers, all hope is not lost, even for tobacco farmers, in some areas where they receive high heat units, like Anakaroi, Anamazinde, people are now starting to establish their tobacco. It's a very different season, but, you know, people can salvage what is there. So for maize farmers, they must invest in early maturing varieties like churro, like choco, or at most can even go for BZ if you have some form of backup when it comes to irrigation. If you do your water harvesting, you can always sustain your crop during the cutting period of the maize crop.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Now, coming over to you, Ms. Chabangu, any effects on the livestock projects which you are carrying out with the other women? Last time we discussed the issue, water and lack of vegetation was the main challenge for the livestock. Yeboke ungasichasisela ukuthi sokuhamba njani kathesi izulu lele linileyo lilomthelela bani sokungcono kumbe kusese masinya ukuthi singathi sokungcono.
Ngibingelele kubalaleli, ngibingelele la kubaphathi bohlelo.
Yeah, manje laba abafelwa zinkomo kumbe imbuzi kumbe ezinye izifuyo lizakwenzani? Lizabanika beqalise kutsha seliqalisa phansi kumbe lizaqhubeka ngalezo ezasilayo?
Hayi, laba abafelwayo bakhona abafelwayo vele total abasenazo, kodwa laba abanazo sithemba ukuthi ngoba into yethu angithi it's on a rotational basis. So sesikwazi ukuthi bazophinda nabo uma ngabe zingakhula kwenye indawo bakwazi ukuthi bazithole noma sebengaqalela phansi nakho. So kuya ngokuthi omama bona bafuna ukwenzani, ngoba abafuni ukuhlala phansi bagoqa izandla kungelanto abayenzayo. Sebengaqalela kuma-gardening services, ngoba manje ngibona ngathi ama-gardening services iwangasenzela ukuthi i-organization ethuthuke okwamanje, ngoba ama-livestock into ethatha isikhathi ukuthi ize i-accumulate ibe kahle.
Thank you so much. They do stay on the line, Ms. Chabangu. Ms. Chabangu, they are saying that they lost some of the cattle, some of their livestock because of the drought that's even more prominent in the Matabeleland South region. So some of the women lost to the project, but those wheat, they are hoping that the livestock will revive and they can continue with the rotation. And coming to you, Ms. Manyore, what advice can you give to livestock farmers, if you can explain to us that in the Shona language? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, but Shona kuwari ni wanaweza nesho shifuyo, wari kufuya mende, kunyanya ike mende, ndi opa mwupa, tinuona panidambi tukura kanyanya. Kanikada kutara ije ndeshe kiti kumbindoka kaita ije kaita ije na mate belele ma situation za mesiri kacha ije kiti ufumi unende ini mirini kati unye kufira watu toru wa nekuda kukushaya kwa kwenzura masete ekuru dira nikada kutaura kune zaka wanda mekansa kitu wa mirini kuti agirire kana kuchenge keza ufumi waki mombe isain yewe isain ye ufumi Ningaita varimiza ningataura kutanga paya pamunoona kunge drought na akutonyanyika paya kana zvichikwanisa kuti mombe idzikami kuti dziende pamwe kungada kuine mafuro kana kuti dzitiri kutaridzika dzisati dzanyanyopera muviri kana zvichikwanisika kuti muende kuapproach vemaabato vanenge vaine mari dziri nane kana vanenge vachazvima auction vaya mopiwa iri mari mochengeta iri mari sazvinoreruka paya pakunoona yapaya mudzoka futi kutangidza bhizinisi remombe kana kutanga kupfuya futi mombe patsva nekuti kunyanyomirira panopisisa zuva kaya matsimu achioma magemo achioma mombe dzichinyura mumadhaka kazhinji murimi anotopedzisira asina chaatozowana zvachose saka nguva yemunoti pamwe pamunoona paya paku zvichienderana nekuteerera nevanoona nezvemamiriro ekunzivaira veweda ripoti yemeteorological department pavanotaura dzimwe nguva muchizvite chamuchiona pane nguva dzamunozviri nane kuti mombe idzi dziendese kuauction ndinoziva pane chirongwa chehurumende chaitaurwa nekurerutsirwa kwekutengesa varimi vemombe matengesero avangaita mombe dzavo kuti vaonewo mari inenge iri nani ende mari ikazhinji inenge ichiuya iri mucurrency yemaunited states dollars ndayo yekuti anochengeteka imari yekupika kuwa iri 600 inongochengeta iri 600 kudaro kuti inozotenga kuti mombe inokwanisa kubatsirika sati nzvimbo chekuti mombe dzigadzanyanyozopera kana kuti chechiketa kufa ndinoona sedzimwe nguva kuchengesa wochengeta mari wozodzoka futi pazvinenge zvareruka ndinoona iri imwe nzira dzekuti vanhu vakwanise kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo.
Thank you so much. Coming to you, Mr. Chabangu, we are Siza Isi Kwaiso Siga Nkosazana Manyore. Ukuthi lingathengisa lezi zifuyo lizuze imali wenza ukuthi phela njengoba zafa lisatholanga lutho lingazuza imali ke ngoba sekuzathengwa ezinye eziningi. Liyake likucabange khonokho kumbe hayi lilandela elavela labuthatha njengesinqumo sokuthi uhlelo luyaqhubeka njani.
Ekuthengiseni inkomo thina okokuqala kwakho konke siyayenza le-rotational basis nebilese inkomo zizale abantwana siqhubezela phambili abantwana yibe sibaqhubezelayo lezi ezindala yizo ezisalayo seningathi nani njenge isekele yabomama leyo eneprojekthi leyo sebekwazi ukuthi sebengathengisa ke lezo nkomo ezindala babone ukuthi nabo sebesala bezithuthukisa kanjani thina sibanikeza nje just i-background yokuthi bangakwazi ukuthi nabo bazisize ngani so lezi zindala sokusele kubo ukuthi bona babone ukuthi benzani ukuthi bona sebengazithuthukisa kanjalo or bazenzela isikhwama sabo ukuthi isikhwama se-project ngima sesithole imali engaka senzani ngakho kodwa yena esisho ukuthi uma ngabe zizala abantwana yiwo abantwana elibaqhubezela phambili ukuthi abanye bakwazi ukuthi bathole nabo.
Yebo kuyezwakala ukuthi sebengazenzela abakufunayo nxa befuna ukuthengisa bengathengisa kodwa sesikhuluma ke kathesi ngesimo sinjani utshani bukhona amadlelo aseluhlazana lamadamu sokulamazanya emathabeni
hayi utshani bukhona amadamu agcwele hayi izulu liyana kakhulu sinethemba lokuthi kuzothatha isikhathi eside linganinje manje ngojanuwari liqede lingafani ngoba mali ngayo kuna lingafananga sokungaphinda futhi kulokhu zokonakale kakhulu.
Yebo ke kulungile uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Coming to you, Ms. Manyore, what advice can you give to farmers in dry regions like Matabeleland South, Region 4 region, on what they can take up as their crops instead of the traditional maize meal, which some seem to keep sticking to despite the failing rains?
Shona or English?
Oh, you can go ahead and Shona, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, first, it is not in the Palisala Nukurima. That's the answer for Chibotawa. Now, we are not traditional grains. When we get out to Tarifira, it is the Kaja Sema early mature varieties. Ne apart from traditional grains, you are a kuna machines, you cannot see traditional the better than a sunflower. The kuti canazgari mazagamnesa canaka, minano kwanta canazu, and I'm because you can get our mafuta and a kuna neta to market from a food and whatever. The easy high value cope is no yo. And the thing I know, Ongoro, I can get my early mature in variety. Both because of Chibagi, at least Chibagi, you know, 120 to 160 days. Chime at 65 days, chinge satosika, chak to miza kuma. Saka within some 2 months, mina anokwanisa kuti akwanisa ndokunge aine some form of water harvesting technique or water harvesting investment yaakaita yekuti anokwanisa kuriritira chibage ichocho pa 65 days izvozvo. Kune zvirongwa zvehurumende zvakaita sana kumbudza zviyazvi zvekuti kana ukaita makomba ako anokwanisa kuriritirwa zviri nyore pakudiritira gomba negomba negomba kana makaita maplots avo. So nyaya haisi just pakungomirana nematraditional grains. Mukaenda kuministry yedu of agriculture kunoona mazvikokota vanototaura kuti kune variety yakati ii variety mukaiita pamazuva akadai chibage chinenge chasvika pamazuva akadai munenge mabot chibage pane nguva yachinonyanyoda mvura nepamwe pekuti chibage ichi chatoyambuka kwatakuenda chamachuwa chakutonooma hapasiri pese pasinge chida mvura. So I think issue iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vanzwisise dzatingati genetics mhando dzembeu pachibage ipapo pane mhando dzakasiyana siyana dzine genetic ziga yakasiyana siyana. So I think vanhu vakafokasa onyaya yemhando iyoyi vanokwanisa kurima chibage munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana.
Okay, thank you so much. To stay on the line, I understand we have a caller. Yebo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli.
Eh akwande dade stande.
Yebo ke linjani lingasitshela ukuthi igama lingubani livela ngapi njalo bese linisinika umbono wenu ngoku ngesikuxoxayo lapha labahlonitshwa bethu unkosazana Manyore lo nkosazana Chaba.
Ya no nikhuluma nobaba Moyo baba Moyo lona uvela ngapha eTred.
Mhm. Ningaqhubeka.
Ya no nami ngithanda ukuphawula kancane ngesimo sezulu the way sizwa umama akhuluma ngendlela ukuthi abantu balima njani. So siyabona abantu bayazama mara masibona izinto ngendlela zikhamba ngakhona lapha sikhona lapha siyabona izinto azikhambi ngendlela izinto zikhamba ngakhona khulukhulu abantu bazamile ukulima mara imvula ayikho. So yiyo inkinga leyo. So lokho konke siyakubona mara khulukhulu abantu besimame siyabona bayasokula kakhulu even mayenza ama-projects zonke izinto lezo azikhambi kuhle singazi ukuthi asazi ukuthi kuzokuyenzakalani konke abantu balimile mara iinkomo ziyafa laba bathemba uzona iinkomo nembuzi njalo njalo. So kuba nzima khulu kwamambala mara singazi maybe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi mhlawumbe imvula izokuna masithenja lapha sikhona akuna even imvula imvula saliyana kancani nge-24 zakadisemba. So kunzima kukwambala even masithenja abantu bengubo abomama isimo bathole nzima kakhulu ngibonile abanye bomama hlani kwendlela badobha imbila le yayilahlekile kumatraka. So kuyakhombisa ukuthi ma isimo semvula ma yakhamba ngendlela ikhamba ngakhona abantu baningi ekhaya la.
Yebo ke.
Ukuhlongakala ngendlala sibona izinto zikhamba ngakhona.
Yebo ke, sibonge kakhulu umlaleli wethu Richard Moyo esinika umbono wakhe. Njalo lapha silomnye umhlonipha umhlonitshwa oyingcwethi kwezokulima unkosazana Manyore osesitshelile ukuthi hayi kuhle ukuthi kulinywe ama-traditional grains lapho ngabona sikhuluma ngabo phela onyawuthi amabele lokunye. Njalo uthi khona le ndaba ezinjengomthoko lapho abalima khona lokho kuthiwa ngesiNgisi i-horticulture, hayi amanzi ke abengatsho lutho ngoba bayathatha nje bona bamelela ukulima i-wheat lokunye kungasela zulu eliningi. Ye singabuya kuwe nkosazana Chabanga usinike lakho lokugcina nje singakunika umzuzo owodwa kumbe ongaphansi kowodwa nje ukuthi usitshele ukuthi likhangeleleni kusasa ngamafitshane khona sizanika omunye ithu.
Ngiphinde ngibingelele ngiyabona ishube engithiweyo. Hhayi mina nami bengingasho ukuthi ngoba manje kuyisikhathi sokuthi izulu liyanetha kanjani ngingakugqugquzela kubalimi ukuthi asilime nini sibe ninethemba ngoba kuyo yonke iminyaka sihlala sinethemba lokuthi sizozuza ngoba singeke futhi sigoqe izandla sithi hhayi iclimate iwomile kodwa uma singalima mbona ingathi singakwazi ukuthi sizithuthukise njengabomama bemaphandleni sikwazi ukuthi sibeke isinkwa etafuleni abantwana bakwazi ukuthi kudle and njalo uku-investa ezifuyweni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uzithengisele ezifuyo ukwazi ukuthola imali yokuthi ubhadalele abantwana esikolweni nani likwazi ukuthi niphile ngoba angeke nifuye kuphela nicede ningabi nenzuzo ukuthi le nto ikwazi ukuthi ilincedise.
Yes, thank you so much. That is an impact on getting to buy and pay for school fees for their children. Yes, coming to you, Ms. Manyore, your last word in brief, in 30 seconds in English, advising the farmers.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. My parting words would be people need to invest in water harvesting techniques. It has been predicted, and if you look at the Food Agriculture Organization reports or even the World Food Program reports, whereby they are saying by 2025, the year that we are in, it is going to be a bit of a challenge to be received in rainfall through the normal season or the normal patterns that we are used to, that we are traditionally used to. That does not mean the rain won't be falling, that the rain won't be coming down.
Okay, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Wasanai Manyore, an agricultural expert in Setegele Chabangu, of the Director of Women Development Association of Zimbabwe. We also like to thank our callers, viewers, and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga, here in Washington.